It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Do you see those big things that I brought in? I'll show them to you as soon as I get these shoes on. Because I need these shoes to go on them. Yep. Looks like some kind of a game, doesn't it? You know what they're called? Snowshoes. Yeah. They're shoes that people wear when there's a lot of snow to walk on. A lot of snow. They're not things to put on in the house, so let's take them outside. I'll try them outside. Even though there isn't any snow in this neighborhood. You know, some people wear fins on their feet when they're swimming to make them a little more like fish. Yeah. And when you put these snowshoes on, it makes you a little more like an animal with hair all around its feet that can walk more easily on the snow. Put this other one on. See if I really can walk around here on the sidewalk. Some people wear shoes that have spikes in them for mountain climbing so they can dig into the ground. Now let's see. Just let's pretend that I'm walking in the snow, okay? And it's very cold. And see how this tail just drags along? Right on top of the snow. Wind blowing around where there's snow. Snow doesn't fall everywhere in the world, you know. No, there's some places that don't have any snow at all. Is there ever any snow where you live? Many Eskimos live in places where there's lots of snow. I found these words in the library I wanted to tell you. They have lots of different words for snow. Not just one word, like snow. For instance, the Eskimos would say, peeping out for the first snowfall. Mm-hmm. And snow melting into water, they would say, Aniuk. Isn't that beautiful? Aniuk. You can just see the snow melting into water. And when the Eskimos see that, they say, Aniuk. And snow that's like salt. Oh, that's very hard to say. Pokoktok. And snow. Oh, snow on boots and clothes is ayok. And soft snow is meoyak. Isn't that pretty? Meoyak. And just see these going along on the mayo. Oh, hi, Chef Rocket.
Play tennis?
No, these are snowshoes.
Shoes? I've never seen those before.
Want to try one on?
Yeah.
Does look like a tennis racket,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Just put your foot right into here.
Yeah.
Help you with it here.
Uh-huh.
And then I strap it around like this. Kind of hard to get into.
Yeah.
And then you just move along like that.
Wow, it doesn't make walking any easier.
No, but it would make it easier if you were in the snow. See, you could walk along the top of it and not go way down deep in the snow.
I see what you mean. I don't think we've ever walked in the snow, have we?
No, I don't think we have. But we certainly have walked a lot in the sand together.
Remember last week at your sandbox, we talked about that.
Yeah. I'd like you to see that time again when Chef Brockett and I were walking in the sand together.
That's easier. It's easier to walk in the sand.
Yes, let me help you out of this snowshoe.
Thanks. Snow, did you ever have snow pudding?
Snow pudding? What's that like?
It's just sugar and eggs, and you do it with electric beater.
Oh, you mean you don't make it out of snow?
No, but would you like to try some?
Sure, do you have any?
No, come on over to the bakery, I'll make some for you.
Fine, let's go with Chef Brockett. I'll put this inside. Wait a minute, I wanted to show you. These are those different words that the Eskimos say for snow. Look, soft snow. Mayo-yuck.
Mayo-yuck.
Isn't that pretty? I'll be right back.
Soft snow. Mayo-yuck. Soft snow. They don't have a word for snow pudding, though.
No, but we can make snow pudding ourselves.
Yeah.
This is a pretty one. Snow like salt.
Uh-huh.
You know, you use a lot of salt in your work, but you know, the snow that's like salt is very fine.
Mm-hmm.
Po-cock-tuk.
Po-cock-tuk.
I don't know exactly how to say them, but beautiful, isn't it? Come along to Chef Brockett's bakery.
Okay? With snow pudding.
Snow pudding there.
¿Te decidiste al fin?
Voy a llevar este hoy.
Ya está. Son 10 centavos.
10 centavos.
¿Eres sencillo?
No, tengo.
No. Yo te doy el cambio. Muchas gracias.
Gracias a ti.
Que tengas un buen día. ¿Y cómo están tus niños?
Todos bien, gracias.
Espera, te voy a poner en un... Perdón. Muchas gracias.
Adiós.
Hi. You are back again, okay?
Yeah.
Hi, Mrs. Shea.
Hi, Mr. Ryan. How are you? What are you doing today?
Chef Brockett's going to make some snow pudding.
Yeah, we want to make some snow pudding. Do you think I have everything in the bag?
I can go and check for you.
Huh? Well, no, I'll come back with you, okay? Okay. Fred, you watch the store for a few minutes.
Oh, good thing.
The store?
Yeah.
Sure, just for a few minutes.
Well, I've never done that. Well, I'm glad to try.
There's a first time for everything. Let's go.
Okay. Mr. Rogers. How are you, Mr. Ablin?
Pretty good.
Can I help you with anything?
Well, I have a couple loaves of the small raisin bread here.
Sure. Wait a minute till I get a bag. I think they're over here. This is new for me. I've never worked in a bakery before. There you are.
Hey, how much do I owe you?
I'm not sure. Just a minute. Mrs. Shank. I need your help.
Here I am. Okay.
Mr. Ablin bought two small loaves of raisin bread.
Okay, this is 80 cents. Thank you for taking care of the child.
You bet. See you later. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Hey, now we can make the snow pudding.
I made a sale.
Did you? How'd you like it?
Two small loaves of raisin bread.
Hey, that's good. It gives me an idea. Maybe when I'm tied up sometime, you'll help me in the bakery.
Just call.
Oh, that would be good. All right, now we're going to put together the snow pudding, okay? The first thing we do...
Boy, look at all... What is it?
Those are all different kinds of sugar.
Well, this is the kind I know best.
That's right.
And is this what's called brown sugar?
That's brown sugar. And...
You mind if I touch it?
Sure, touch it. It's all right. Your hand's nice and clean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See? Wait, don't touch this yet, but just show it. Now, do you know what you use that kind of sugar for?
What?
Pretend. Shh.
Something round, a big bowl. Yeah, round. Something good to eat, a cake. With sticks all around. Oh, birthday cake. With candles.
That's right.
You put this on it.
Sure, that's the trimming kind.
But look at that, how
and pretty
big those grains are.
Uh-huh.
That compared with... Wait a minute. Better eat that.
You make pictures.
Mm-hmm. Now I'll use a clean finger for this one.
Okay.
Look at the difference there.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And that one, this one's yellow, isn't it?
That's another one of the trimming ones. You know what you could make if you were making a cookie at Easter time and you wanted the cookie to look like a...
Yeah, chicken?
Mm-hmm. You could cover it with the yellow sugar.
Hey, nice.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks like powder.
That's right. That's powdered sugar.
Is that why it's called that?
Sure. We better get started with our snow pudding. Now, the first thing we do is put some cold water in. Okay? Quarter cup.
All right.
Then, this gelatin, it's two packages. Now, we just mix this up a little bit like this. Okay? We want to get it all dissolved. Do you know what dissolved means? It means it gets, like, smooth and creamy.
It's all part of the
That's
water.
Right. You can't see how that's grainy? It's not grainy anymore after it gets part of the water. That's right. Now, the next thing we have to do after that is putting this boiling water. Better use this. So we put boiling in cold water, then gelatin, then boiling water.
Boiling
water. Right. Now, after we put the boiling water in, now, how'd you like to pour that sugar in for me?
All of it?
Yeah, but do it a little bit at a time. I like that. That's it. That's it. Okay, give me all the rest now. Okay? Good, thank you.
Now, wait a minute. See if I can remember. You put in plain water.
Mm-hmm.
Then gelatin.
Right.
Then the boiling water.
Right.
And then the sugar.
That's right. Now I have some egg whites, right,
mm-hmm.
that were beaten. And we put the beaten egg whites in here. We fold
Did
those
you beat them with this?
Yeah, right. That's what I was doing while you were watching the store. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we have to put the lemon in.
That's lemon juice.
Well, that's the juice of two lemons.
I see.
Now we mix this all together and we start to beat it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You really have to make the beater go fast. As a matter of fact, you could use an electric beater, but when I'm showing you things, I like to show you with this beater. Because I think our friends like to see me work it when I go real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But to make it really snowy, it's good to use an electric beater. I bet you Lady Elaine would like something like this.
I'm sure she would. We could pretend that she was using an egg beater to make snow pudding in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hey, if it's Lady Elaine, why don't we make-believe that she's going to make real snow?
Real snow?
Yeah.
Okay, would you like that? To pretend that Lady Elaine Fairchild, using an egg beater, is going to try to make real snow in the neighborhood of make-believe. Just pretend.
Yeah,
sure. Try that, all right? Make-believe.
S-N-O-W, snow, 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 snow. S-N-O-W, snow, 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 snow. Ah, come on, beater, do your stuff. S-N-O-W, snow, 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 snow. S-N-O-W, snow, snow, snow. Ah, nuts. I give up on you, you stupid beater.
What's wrong, Lady Elaine?
Oh, all I can make is wind with this thing.
Well, that's fine wind.
Yeah, but I don't want to make wind. I want to make snow.
How about some snow pudding?
Snow pudding? Oh, well, it looks good, Chef Brockett, but there isn't enough.
This is a big bowl. What do you mean there isn't enough?
It isn't enough to cover the neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, of course not. This is for eating.
But I want a snow that will act as a blanket of transformation on this neighborhood that's never had it.
You mean you want enough snow to cover this whole place?
Exactly. I can't remember when we've ever had snow here. We need a good snow.
Why?
Because I want one, that's why.
Well, I can make snow pudding, but I'm no weather wizard. I'll just have to wish you good luck.
Well, thanks, Chefy. You'll see it if I get it.
Okay.
It'll be everywhere.
I'll see you.
Snow everywhere. Snow. Did I hear you sing snow?
No, I was singing yes, no.
Yeah, but when you put them close together, try it.
Yes, no.
No, no, faster, say it faster.
Yes, no.
See?
Yes, no. Yes, it does sound like yes, no, doesn't it?
Yeah, in fact, that may do the trick.
What trick?
I'm trying to make snow in this neighborhood.
I never heard of anybody making snow, Lady Elaine.
I do lots of things nobody ever heard of.
What's
yes,
this?
Snow. Oh, that's my beater. I'm trying to beat up some snow with it. Turn it on right at the side there.
Oh, all right.
Now try yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Yes, no, yes, no.
Just no luck. No luck at all.
Well, maybe we could sing something.
Oh, well, I'll try anything. Wink a wink, whistle,
and blow.
That doesn't work either. And it was such a good idea. I'm mad it doesn't work. I've been trying everything.
Well, I guess you've already tried your boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang. I guess you would have had that out right at first.
Why, I never thought of it today. Why in the world wouldn't I have thought of my good old trusty BTS? I'll go get it. Say, you're a singer and a half there, Clemens. Get yourself ready for some winter.
Okay.
All set? Are you all set?
Yes, will it be a light snow, a blizzard, or what?
Let's just start with a little one and work up to something great. Okay?
Okay.
And now, boomerang, toomerang, soomerang, wink a wink, a
whistle,
and blow.
Hold on your hand. Feel the snow.
Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang, snow. Hey, look! Look!
Lady Elaine!
It's doing it!
It's coming!
Gee, it works! Great, you've helped me. Let's beat up a little more here.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Lisa, I'm going to go over to the clock and try it.
Great, do it.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow!
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, man!
Just what I hoped for.
Listen, I'm gonna go down to the castle and try it, okay?
Good, yeah, get it everywhere.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow! Come on.
Keep it going.
Come on.
Get the snow down. Beautiful. We're a great team, aren't we, Clemens?
Boy, when it comes to beating up a snowstorm, we sure are, Lady
Elaine. Keep it going. Wink a wink, a whistle, and blow.
Hold out your
hands and feel the snow.
That was me. make-believe snow, but this is real snow pudding.
It looks good, Chef Rocket.
Doesn't look good?
It was also watery before.
Yeah, before it was watery, and now it has a nice feeling. It's snow pudding.
All puffed up.
Yeah. Would you like some?
I really would.
Do me a favor. Put this in this container right here.
Okay. You mean the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, pour it. No, pour it.
Oh, pour it in.
Right. Now I'm going to give you some, put the container back, wait. I'm going to give you some snow pudding in here.
I'd like to eat that.
I like the fluffy part on top. It looks nice. There's a spoon.
Can we give some to Mrs. Shank?
Okay. I'll give her hers in this measuring cup because she can
use it. That's great.
Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Get some for Mrs. Shank here. She loves it, too.
How about you?
Oh, no, I don't like snow pudding.
Oh, you don't like to eat
it? No, I like to look at it, and I like to make it for other people, but I don't like the taste of it. I never did like it. Oh. Let's give some to Mrs. Shank.
Mrs. Shank, some snow pudding for you.
Thank you so much. It's nice.
Take a bite. It really is good.
I like it.
Tastes good?
Yeah. How would you say snow pudding in Spanish?
Flan de nieve.
Flan?
De nieve.
De nieve.
You say snow, nieve.
Nieve. That's how you say snow.
And flan is the word for pudding, right?
Flan de nieve.
De nieve. Flan de nieve.
That
is a real nice and good flan de nieve.
They make a great custard, too, called flan. We'll see.
Thanks for the flan de nieve.
Welcome.
Adios.
Bye, friend.
Adios.
We'll see you.
Bye. You all have a good day. Oh, look here. Dear Mr. Rogers, I'll pick these up later. From Mr. McFeely. I had asked him to bring some skis so I could show them to you. These are things that people sometimes wear in the snow. To move around in the snow. Sometimes very fast, too. See the boots here. Boot. These are the buckles on the boot. Then they fit into the ski like this. That holds it on firmly. I'll try one foot in there. Show you how it goes. See, the foot goes right down in the boot. These locks on like that so that you'll be safely in there. There. And then you hold the poles like this and push yourself off. I'd like you to see some people who are really using skis and snow. The art of skiing can be very beautiful. how they go so gracefully along. It's almost like flying in the snow. They're heavy. Boy, these skis are very heavy. Mr. McFeely will pick them up here. Might as well just leave this off, because I'll be changing my shoes inside. Come on in. Wait a minute. Do you remember what I put inside there before Chef Brockett and I left for the bakery? We'll find them right inside the door. They are. Remember what I called them? Snowshoes. Snow pudding and snowshoes. I borrowed these, so I'll take them back to my friend. Well, we've thought of a lot of things about winter and snow, and tomorrow I think I'll even show you a time when I went ice skating and saw a lot of neighbors there. Like thinking about things like this? I do. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I was just thinking, this is the first day of our week. We have a whole week to look forward to. You and I, thinking up things. We'll talk more about winter, snow, and singing too. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.